Welcome to NaNoWriMo Every Month. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 20 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and other things, and I am your guide on this journey to use NaNoWriMo to level up to professional output levels. Welcome to Day 26. At this point in the book, you're doing a lot of something that you probably should have been doing all along, and that I've mentioned a number of times on the cast, but I've never really defined. Since you're in a part of the book where that is so important, in fact, that marks the entire nature of what you're doing in this final third of the book, we're going to talk about raising the stakes. Raising the stakes in the story is the way that you amp up the tension and suspense. It's related to the try-fail cycle, but it is not the same thing. In the try-fail cycle, you're hero tries something, he fails at it, or he succeeds, and it creates another problem. And you want the scale of those problems to grow every cycle. And that's how it's related to raising the stakes. But raising the stakes doesn't just work on the try-fail cycle. It also works with the things that happen in the world around your character. Basically, you want every step of the way, in little ways, and then sometimes throughout the book in big ways, you want what's at stake for your character to increase in either importance or in urgency or in severity. What's at stake for your character has to do with the world that you're in and the story that you've built. It's a highly contextual thing. You can break a story by raising the stakes in a way that's not organic to the story. If you're writing a sweet romance and then suddenly your main character's father is raped and dismembered by a serial killer and thrown into the ocean, that's not an organic way to raise the stakes in that kind of story. However, if you're writing a sweet romance and the object of your main character's affection suddenly has an old flame enter the picture, or your main character suddenly has a flame enter the picture, and this is not the kind of romance where polyamory is an acceptable conclusion to the story, then you've got some appropriate stakes raising going on. The stakes should ratchet up from one of three sources: the motivation of your main character, the needs of the people around your main character, including the adversary, and the whims of outrageous fortune, meaning, you know, a storm is coming in over the horizon and it's going to knock the power out or something like that. Anything like that raises the stakes, and you just want to make sure that if it's something in the final category, you lay enough of a foundation for it that it does not come off like a deus ex machina. Which, if you're not familiar with the term, is a French term for machine of the gods, which was literally a crane in ancient Greek theater that would lower the actors who played the gods down onto the stage so that the gods could fix everything, regardless of what the hero or heroine did. And when you're dealing with outside forces impinging upon your story, you always run the risk of it feeling a bit like a deus ex machina, unless you establish earlier on that this sort of element could come into play. I've got a novel where about three-quarters of it takes place in a house that's been snowed in. If I didn't have the first few chapters talking about how there was a big snowstorm coming and how it was winter and there was a drought that was about to break and that sort of thing, then the snowstorm coming would have felt like I, as a writer, got bored, didn't know what to do, and just said, oh, here's 20 feet of snow, what can you do now? If you wind up doing something like that, then you need to cycle back and sort of lay in the foundation. But, that's the one thing to be aware of for that kind of category. Raising the stakes at every point is what keeps driving your story forward. It feeds back into the try-fail cycle. It creates meaning for the try-fail cycle because there is something at stake. And that means there's something for the reader to care about. And there's something more for the reader to care about than there was last time your hero went through this cycle, so that makes the engagement that much bigger. You don't want to scale the stakes down as they go on, and you don't want them to get less meaningful even if they get bigger in sort of a objective sense, because those are the times when the readers leave the story, and those are the times when you as a writer lose interest in the story and find it much harder to write. So, raise the stakes at every opportunity. It will make you, as a writer, much, much happier, and it'll make your readers want to come back for the next book. I'll see you tomorrow. NaNoWriMo Every Month is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at NaNoWriMoEveryMonth.com and leave a tip in the tip jar to support this podcast. NaNoWriMo Every Month is copyright 2015 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions and released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.